So, how y'all doing? Yes, it's Latrice Nicole, your girl over here at Hustle Boss Repeat. So, what y'all doing today? You know, I got up this morning, got dressed, fly as can be, about to go tackle this day, make that money, you know? I don't know. So, today I have a wedding booked at, I don't know, 2 something. And I got to go hit my regular old 9 to 5. I got some Mary Kay to do in the mix of the day. But truly, like, I'm very productive and I have a lot of good stuff going on. I'm doing well on this work-life balance thing. And I'm pretty much feeling really happy. So I just wanted to get in and talk to y'all peoples and see how y'all doing today. See what people are doing, what money moves you out here making in them streets. And how can I assist you in getting to the next level that you feel like you need to be in? Or do you already know you're in the next level and you want to share some good stuff over here that I can share to everybody who listens to this podcast? I just know that for most people, and probably you and me as well, 2020 going into 2021 and 21 now going into 2022 has been a year of a lot of insight, a year that I've seen a lot of stuff. I've learned, I've grown. I am my best me at this moment. My best me at this moment. Business is just working right. Life is just working right. Because I took the time to work on me. I know if you listened to the last podcast, I had said, you know, working through the storm, finding yourself through the storm, pushing through the storm. But sometimes you have to stop and just be in the storm. So if you're somebody listening to this podcast and you just feel like, I don't know what's going on, it just seems like I can't get a break, I believe that you might just need to stop in the middle of the storm. Let the water fall on your head. Let the rain, let the thunder and lightning. It's like getting stuck at the store and it rains and you don't have your umbrella. And then you have to stand there in the store and you got to contemplate whether or not you're going to run to your car, stick it out in the store long enough until hopefully the storm, you know, ceased. Or, you know, it just all depends on what your schedule is like. But sometimes you get stuck to the point where you got to get in the car and you got to make it to the next destination. So you got to take on the rain because your umbrella is in the trunk. You know? So you stand there. And you got to run out there and you got to get wet and you got to accept it. You're going to have the soggy shoes and, you know, your clothes wet and your hair looking a mess and your makeup may be running. But eventually you're going to make it to the car and you're going to be able to dry off, or you can make it home and you put on some fresh new clothes and you get warm and you're like, whew, you know what? I'm good. Because that was only a temporary thing. You was only in the storm temporary. And then you made it to the other side. You made it to the car. You made it home. You made it somewhere where you was able to be dry again. So at some point you have to just sit in it and enjoy it and see the beauty of the storm, see the beauty of the rain as it hits, see the beauty of the thunder, the lightning, the sounds, everything. Embrace it, be in it, knowing that the end result is going to be you making it out of it. We don't see that. We don't stop and just enjoy the hard stuff. I don't know why, but we don't. We don't think about it. All we thinking about is how bad something is. Oh my goodness, how bad something is. I ain't making the amount of money I need to make. Okay, while you in the storm, let me tell you what you do when you in the storm. When you in the storm, you stop and you figure shit out. You stop and make a plan. You stop and write out them goals. You sit and write you some affirmations. Start telling yourself where you want to be when you come out. Start goal planning. Start setting dreams. That's what you do while you're in the storm. Because when the storm ends, you got to get to work. You got to start moving. You got to make them money moves. You got to go make them sales. You got to start putting all them dreams together, all them thoughts you put together. If you thinking that you want to start a business while you're in a storm, start collecting them thoughts. Start collecting them websites. Start collecting everything that you need so that when the storm ceases, you can keep moving. The storm does not mean that you just give up completely. You may not be able to move. You may just have to sit there for a minute and just take it in, but your brain ain't dead. Your body ain't dead. So keep thinking, keep trying to plan what you're going to do next, because it's going to end and you going to come out on top. So I ain't trying to beat that dead horse, because you can listen to the next podcast or the last podcast and I go into the whole storm and everything. But I just wanted to come on today and just give somebody some motivation, because I know that there's somebody out there just listening to me as I talk and I ramble and I go back and forth, and they're trying to figure it out. You know, they're like, I want a business. I want to do something. I want to be somebody. So this is what I tell you to do today. Go buy you a spiral notebook and make that your me book. Put your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your everything in this notebook. You can put your bills in the notebook. If your goal is I want to get out of debt, put that in your notebook. Make this notebook all about you and where you want to go. It's like a journal almost, but it's not. It's a notebook. Because we're not journaling every day. We put in everything. It's going to be your brain dump book. Keep it beside your bed. Put it in your purse as you travel, so that when a good idea hits, you can stop, you can write it down, and you can keep moving. When you decide you want to do something different, put it in the book, keep on moving. You want to take a vacation, put it in the book, keep on pushing. Go back to that page. See how much the trip is. Put them prices down. This is your dream book, your hope book, your future book, your current book, your past book. Everything is in the book. It's going to be in the spiral notebook. So that when you're free, what you do is you go back. When you out the storm, you go back and read what you wrote when you was in the storm. Because sometimes we get our best thoughts when we're in the storm. And then now you put it to work. You go back and be like, that was a good idea. Okay, maybe that didn't sound right. Let me retweak that. Let me keep moving. Let me try that now, because I got the energy to get up off this couch. I got the energy to run outside. I got energy to go talk to the whole dang world. So that's what you do. So go out today, buy yourself a good old spiral notebook. It don't got to be big. It can be small. Just something that you can jot stuff in as you go from day to day. I swear. I promise you, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Your future is going to be bright. You are the head and not the tail. You are amazing and you are great. And everything that you ask for, wish for, think for, is already coming into place. Stop looking for the bad and look in the good, and know that the good is everywhere. Even on a bad day, good is knocking on your door. I am Latrice Nicole, and you're listening to Hustle, Boss, Repeat. Do something great today. Make that money, man. Get it.